It's a yes from the Atomic Safety and Licensing Board. That means the NRC is likely to greenlight GLE's cutting-edge project by granting a 40-year license for laser uranium enrichment in a matter of weeks. GE Hitachi's Christopher White says up to now, the company has focused primarily on obtaining the license, but officials haven't yet decided how to proceed once it's granted, and several factors come into play,
including the current market, including the economics around it, fleshing out some more details on what we think the real cost may be to developing it and this technology at a commercial level. So there's lots of things we still have to look at. It would mark a major investment for the company, and it's something that we are looking at very carefully.
Once the permit is in hand, White says GE could choose to exercise the license or not. The company could also hold it for a while to see what the market does.
All these things are on the table.
Opponents of the project say commercializing this technology could lead to nuclear proliferation and heightened instability around the world. GE refutes those concerns, citing a proliferation risk assessment they commissioned. But White says the company is looking forward and is excited about the future.
It marks a major milestone and really is a testament to the hard work of all of our experts here in Wilmington that have worked on this project for several years.
Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.